You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray Stinson. I'm so excited to be coming to you live from my new podcast studio area as I continue this move that has lasted now over 4 weeks. But very happy to be with you guys, and thank you for joining me. It is August 2nd. We are inching away. We are just less than 4 weeks away from our 7-year anniversary month on LA Talk Radio. It's been such a pleasure to be here with Sam for this long and build this network of people, these beautiful entrepreneurs, authors, and brands. So today, there's not going to be any exception to that. We're going to add another person to the LA Talk Radio family today. Bring on Miss Carol.
Hi, how are you doing?
Carol, how's it going? Welcome to The Startup. How's everything today?
Very good. It's 104 degrees here in Arizona.
Oh my goodness. I was going to complain, but I guess I shouldn't. You've got me beat. Oh my goodness. Well, so thank you so much for, you know, being here and coming in and cooling off with us at LA Talk Radio. Give us go ahead and say your full name, the name of your brand, what you're up to, and we'll give you the full screen here.
Okay. Carol Koppelman, and I'm the CEO of CPK Solutions. It's an editing and writing business, and I also am a podcaster, Silver Linings, Resilience, and Remarkable Rebounds on Apple and Spotify.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Oh, go ahead.
I would say my brand is, especially in the CPK Solutions, is to give authors a voice. A lot of people are afraid of writing, and I help them find their authentic voice and not be too worried about that. I have 40 years of experience in corporate writing, and I am an author as well as a 13-time international best-selling contributing author. So I've got some background in this, and I help authors find the tools to kind of calm down and pull out that authentic voice.
Well, first of all, congratulations on being a best-selling anything these days. I mean, the competition is fierce out there. 13 times, my goodness. I thought I was ambitious. I mean, I kind of want to know, like, what is that? How did you find your footing here? And this is The Startup. So we would love to go full screen and hear your startup story if you'd like to share.
Sure. I was in corporate life until about 7 years ago, and it was time to change that. So I started the freelancing work, and I've edited books, I've edited manuscripts, other kinds of manuscripts. And I decided to write a book, and can I tell you what it was called? It's Do the Necessary, Let the Rest Go to Hell. And Do the Necessary comes from Thomas Aquinas. Thomas Aquinas, and I needed a subtitle, so I went into my kitchen, and my husband, who's a Vietnam combat vet, said, "Let the rest go to hell." So there was a story, and then I went from there, and I've contributed to about 21 books, and like I said, 13 of them have become international best-selling books. And it was a different type of writing. I was doing technical writing, a lot of medical writing for many years, and I had to get back into that creative space. And it's more inspirational writing now. So it's kind of evolved over those years. And in the meantime, again, I've started to edit books the last few years, and I have a good time working with the authors and helping them not to be afraid. And reading some beautiful pieces. It doesn't have to be anymore the same kind of, like, it has to say the same, like everybody has to sound the same. Everybody, and we have so many tools now. We can use a voice recorder on our phone and it'll transcribe, and we can kind of piece together our thoughts for the day and put together a cohesive piece. And that's where I come in as the editor, can help you with that organization and in a continuous flow.
Okay. Well, this is really inspiring. I have started and stopped about four or five books, but one that's pushing me forward is actually highlighting folks that have been on the show. And I find, you know, even with these tools, sometimes that writing blockage is so real. But I like that you're saying, you know, to lean into those things. And a lot of writers have told me, start with the chapter titles. Do you have any hacks besides, you know, of course, the recordings and some of the edit tools that can help people kind of work past those blocks?
You know, something that was said to me at the beginning of all of this for my publisher was write to one person. That's, you know, so if you're talking to like one person, so if you could be talking to your best friend or your spouse or whoever, talk to them and tell them this story. If you were having a conversation, you know, about something, tell them that story. And so it changes something in your brain that makes you less stressed out about it, because you're actually just talking to that one person, and that's, you can say that that's your audience. So I'd say
that's a really good tip, actually, Carol. Then when I put myself in that thought, in that train of thought, I'm like, oh my goodness, she's right. Because it does, it takes off the pressure. You're looking at a blank piece of paper on your computer and you're going, what am I doing? And what am I saying? And why am I saying all this? So you guys, if you're writing a book or helping someone, Carol just gave some really good advice. Just target that audience to one person, like it's a one-on-one conversation. And let's jump into your latest book, I would say, Carol, your latest piece of work. Tell us about what you have out now and what people should be focusing on when it comes to what you're publishing.
Well, I don't have anything out now, but I do have the most recent collaborative book I was in was The Art of Connection Journaling. It's a coloring book. It's a coloring book, actually, out of the Art of Connection series with Entrepreneur, which is an Arizona-based but international company. And so it's that's kind of fun. And I'm currently working on editing a collaborative book currently, so that's what my work is right now. So
wonderful. So do you have any tips as well for writers or aspiring ones, or ones that start and stop, and ones that are folks that are busy? I know everyone's busy in their own right, but do you have any tips on time management for writing? And what's the speed and cadence that one should do it? Let's say they want to finish a book, you know, in 6 months, and maybe they just started the outline.
I would say, you know, every day has a story, and use that voice recorder and say, okay, I'm going to put 10 minutes a day into this. Yeah. And I'll dictate this amount of time, and just maybe a story that shows up that day, or something has to do with whatever the focus of the book you might have in mind. You might find, though, that the book you have in mind is going to change. You know, it's going to evolve. You're going to evolve. The book that I wrote 7 years ago, I'm not even the same person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even write it the same way. And so you're going to evolve during that time. So just, you know, 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day to devote to that. So it's not carving into your entire day. And piece by piece, you'll put it together.
Piece by piece. That is really so true. And what are you finding with the authors and soon to be authors that you're writing and writers that you're working with now that they're excited about? Is there an upcoming trend with writing? Is there like some no-nos in the writing world, AKA chat GPT? I mean, like, what's the word out there in the writing world? We want to know here at the startup. What should we be leaning into or avoiding?
I think there's various schools of thought about that. I would say, I don't think AI, I like AI, but I don't think it really is authentic enough. Yeah. And what I'm finding with a lot of the writers that I work with is they're so worried about fitting into the, you know, the standard look of books or the standard writing in books. And really people want to hear actually their authentic voice. There's a lady I know who started a podcast to begin with about her experiences. Yeah. And then she wrote a book, and I could tell because I listened to her podcast that she had basically repurposed that information from the podcast and put it, and maybe put some a few more, you know, paragraphs in there. But essentially, she had used the transcripts of her podcast to use there, which is really cool. Really, a smart.
I think that's
idea.
Really cool.
And it
that
sounded
is
just
a smart
like
idea.
her. It sounded
What'd
like
you
her
say?
Voice. Yeah. Huh? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I interrupted you. It sounded like her voice. It sounded like her. So I felt like she was talking to me. And so I think all the other people who read it felt the same way. So, sorry about that.
The continuity of it and the consistency, it kind of flew. It was flowing. And I like that. Okay. That's really exciting. And what a very smart move. And time management was on her side with that. Exactly. I love it. All right. So now, do you have a book club that you're a part of? Are you excited about any books this coming fall? What are you really, jazzed about in the reading world if someone wants to pick up that hobby and that wants to get into this community?
I think the best, and I'm going to go look at for it now, the best, and this is an older book. This is the best book I've ever, sorry, I'm getting up. The best book I've ever read in my life, and my stepdaughter gave it to me, is Love, Life, and Elephants by Dame Daphne Sheldrick. Now, this has been around for quite a while, but this is probably the most beautifully written book I've ever read.
Wow.
I couldn't find anything. I was just pulled into it. It's about elephants, and she has a reserve, I think, in Africa or something.
Yeah.
And it's a beautifully written book. So that's what I like that kind of thing, because you can get lost in it.
I love that kind of book too. That you're like, well, I don't need that many hours of sleep. Love, Life, and Elephants. That's a shout out from Miss Carol. Yeah. Now, Carol, since you shared a book you enjoyed, now there's so many authors I interview, and I'm blessed. My bookcase is growing, and I'm so grateful. But one of the books that really stands out to me, it's the beautiful cover and how immersed it is with like art and culture and human nature, and it's so complicated. It challenges me. At the Millennium Paradise Crossed.
Wow!
Look at that cover.
Wow! Look at that. Oh my gosh!
Isn't that beautiful? By T. Audrey Winks, and his friends call him Tawdry.
Okay.
And yes, and I'm just going to give you the summary on the back, and we'll see if you can get it. A modern mythology of allegoric characters served up ancient social critique and tragedy, as well as a little comedy, a story of Eden, lust, and reckoning in the millennial American experience of racial, immigrant, sexual, and gender and identity oppression in a capitalistic warmongering epoch while celebrating man's infinite potential. Say that three times. I mean, it's just, shout out to Tawdry for pushing my mind further than I thought it could go and constantly keeping me on my toes. And We want to hear more from you. We want to see what do you have coming up, Carol? Are you looking for new clients? What does your calendar look like coming up here on the end of Q2.5-3?
I'm looking for new clients. I'm available probably late September.
Yes.
So,
what are you looking for? What's your dream client to work with?
Dream client.
Right now?
Well, just somebody who really has a passion for writing, who's open to input, and either is in the middle, starting to write something, or is looking to, has a manuscript already ready, but is open to input. I'm not a big critique person. I'm kind of mentoring with it more than anything.
Well, I heard great things about you, and I can tell you do have a calming presence about you, and that confidence and calm must come from the 13 awards around the world, perhaps. I mean,
I think it's my dad's.
It's, you say?
My dad was a very calm person. So.
Well, that's good. That's a good trait to pass down, I'm sure. Well, we hope that you come back. We're doing something special next month, and I think I shared that with you offline.
Yes.
And yeah, we would love to have you a part of it. I'll just make the announcement while you're here that you're the perfect guest to make this announcement with. Guys, I'm putting together a graphic novel, aka an adult comic book. It's going to be a really fun top 50 brands, authors, and entrepreneurs that I've met in the last 7 years here on LA Talk Radio. And it's a commemorative gift to the collective creator and entrepreneur space. So it'll highlight the top 50 brands, authors, and entrepreneurs I met on the show and who have really influenced my life and this show. So that's coming out real soon, and we're going to have each one of them on the show beginning in September for the whole month. So you heard it here first, Carol. Great. All right. Well, you guys, Carol, please introduce yourself and give us your socials one more time where folks can find you and book a consult.
Okay. You can find me on Linktree/Carol Koppelman and cpksolutions.com, but both my podcast as well as my website are on the Linktree.
Love it.
And yeah, that'd be great. So,
all right, Carol, well, have a beautiful rest of your evening. Thank you for sharing part of this and being on The Startup. And we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Monique.
You're welcome. All right. See you soon. All right. Next up, we have our second guest on The Startup. And it's Miss Kathy Holt. Kathy, welcome to The Startup. How are you?
I'm really great, and it's so great to be here with you. I adore all you do, and you've become recommended by so many different people. So thank you for having me.
Oh wow! Thank you so much for saying that, and thank you to those people and sharing some time. All right, you guys, we have another powerhouse here. Miss Kathy Holt. I'm going to let you go full screen, Kathy. Introduce yourself to our listeners and viewers and tell them exactly who you are and what you do.
Well, as you can see, my name is Kathy Holt, but I work with women who are in leadership but are somehow feeling stuck or like they need to advance their leadership capabilities, both in corporate worlds and with entrepreneurs. And what I do is I help them move from being the best kept secret to the one people choose, promote, feel that they are the experts in their field. And I really do feel that women have incredible capabilities that are now considered leadership capabilities, and that we just have to own them and step into them. And, you know, I know Carol through another group that we did a collaborative book together. And then I also have my own book, Unstoppable Women Owning Our Voices and Leading Change, which is kind of a manifesto of why women are great leaders and all the traits that make up that are considered leadership traits nowadays, not the old curmudgeon yelling and screaming and ordering people around, but people who can create teams, encourage best performances, communicate well, read the room. Those are all things women do really well. So I use those as methodologies to get women to really step into their leadership.
Well, this is beautiful. I think the timing is just right. You know, folks have been coming off the pandemic, and I'm still seeing people, you know, and God bless, you never know what folks are going through, but they're still wearing the masks. Folks are still kind of hunkered in, and we've got some PTSD around the things that we've all collectively lived through. And I think now's the time. Folks have, as I was interviewing for my films, folks were, you know, quiet quitting and starting businesses and going for that job they didn't think they could ever get. And that leadership shift, I can see it happening, and folks are just going for it. Have you noticed that post-pandemic recently?
Yeah, and you know, I'll quote just a few statistics because I think they're staggering. You know, the Harvard Business Review has done studies since 1965 on women and men in corporate worlds. And, you know, it kind of leveled out and seemed to be more equitable back in 2006. But in the past 20 years, for example, they asked, are women and men, or men judged more critically? And, you know, are women judged more critically than men? And back in 2006, it was 35% for both women and men. In 2026, those same respondents, they added even more respondents. It's staggering. The same 35% of men said, yeah, we're judged equally. And 90% of women said they are not.
Yeah.
So women are leaving the workforce in droves. McKinsey did a study a way back that showed for every one woman who is promoted, two women are leaving the workforce.
Wow.
So yes, we're all there, and they all want to do things. They all want to have impact. They want to have influence. They want to leave a legacy. So what are they doing? They're starting their own businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's phenomenal. I think it's a little sad that they're having to leave the workforce, but at the same time, I'm also encouraged that they are actually not giving up totally, but creating new pathways to use their strengths and their passion and their capabilities.
That's really well said. And I like that you drew onto the HBR findings. And here's the thing. I am kind of encouraged that they have the audacity, if they will, to say, you know what, I'm packing up my crayons. I'm going because I know my worth and I'm not going to waste my time or energy selling it to you. You know, and that's really empowering. And so, Kathy, talk to us about what you're excited about right now. You have a book. You have a few of them behind you. Maybe you could share. I recognize one of them. Why don't you share it with us, your book cover, if you want to hold it up for us and tell us a little bit about your baby there.
Okay.
If it's reachable, if it's not.
Well, I thought I had one right here.
I put it on the spot, you guys.
That's okay. But anyway, yeah. This one is a collaborative book of 262 women who was the brainchild of Deb Drummond, who got us all together and gave us the platform to use our voices. And I also wrote the foreword for it. So I had that honor. And, you know, it's just an amazing book of reading different stories about how women have created startups and how they have succeeded. And then, like I said, my book is more about, you know, why women, going through the traits that make good leaders and why women are so good at that, and how, and it also gives them some, you know, homework, I guess you could say, or things that they can do to really scale up their capabilities.
Yeah. This is really like a manuscript, like you said, for women that need that. And, it's hard to find sometimes that specifically can speak to your experience in that moment. I found myself back at MBA, at an MBA course at Pepperdine a couple years back, and balancing that with everything else and then coming out of that and going into a C-suite position and then feeling really grateful to do it and the impact of that company was, you know, looking to do and create in the world, but then also feeling like, wow, there's some things that are similar that haven't changed. And I just put myself through all that education. And, you know, why has it taken so long, Kathy? Why is it so hard? We've got the tools. Why is it so hard? I guess that's my question.
You know, part of it is the system. You know, we can't negate that the system, you know, men generally, when they're evaluated, are evaluated on potential in the corporate world. Women are evaluated on what have they done, achievement.
Oh,
and so that already sets up a system that's not favorable to women as far as looking for promotions. But I think, you know, because I also think that women have so many lived experiences because of all the different things they have been asked to do through, or, you know, thought they needed to be doing throughout their lives, whether it's motherhood, just working in the corporate world, you know, having those odd jobs, moving from job to job because of their family situations. So they're very versed in so many different things. I mean, I look at my background, you know, I have been in boardrooms. I have been in legislative chambers where I'm helping to write legislation. I've managed political campaigns. I've done work with the United Nations globally and spoken on their stages. I taught women in gender studies. I mean, so I have all these different things that come together in an incredibly rich lived experiences that aren't always counted like titles. And I think women, because we do sometimes come in and out of the job market, and, you know, I made a choice to be a mother, but as I was a mother, I also found kind of those side jobs of, working in politics and things like that.
I love that that's your side job. You're like changing the world on
exactly,
your lunch break.
But it's viewed as that kind of side job, you know, kind of the hobby job. And it wasn't. And it taught me so many different things that I can now share with other women. And I think women in general have all these experiences. They just don't understand that that has given them skills that are leadership skills. Just like if you're a mother and you're taking care of the family calendar with everybody going every which way and sports and this and school and, you know, all these different activities, that's a skill. That's an incredible skill.
It's you're a producer.
Putting a puzzle together.
You're a casting producer. You've got all these castmates.
Exactly. So, I mean, but we don't recognize that. We think, you know, I have had so many women where I say, wow, that is exceptional. You are really great at that. And they go, not really. Everybody does
we
it.
Do
and I
do
go,
that.
No,
we do do that.
Doesn't do it.
You're calling it. You guys listen to this. This isn't like, you know, anything you can't grasp. This is everyday things here that Kathy's highlighting it. I have been guilty of doing. Oh my God, you're so good at that. Oh, you know, it's nothing. No, it isn't not nothing. And you highlighted the potential versus what your track record, what have you done? And that right there was an aha moment for me, Kathy, the potential. How do we let them, how do we shift them and position ourselves to shift them to see us in a potential role? Now, is that possible? I guess is the question.
Oh, definitely. It's possible. And I think what I do, you know, because I try and change the system with all the different work I've done, but what I really concentrate are, you know, helping women understand that it's not that one, recognizing their strengths and not saying, oh yeah, everybody does it, and identifying their passion, but also working on using that and positioning themselves strategically so that everybody knows the perception everybody has of them actually reflects the brilliance that they have and the greatness that they can achieve. Because there's often a gap between that, a recognition gap. And I want to make sure that women position themselves. So I don't know about you, but I'm much older, but I was told women don't brag. So we don't always put ourselves out there.
Well, you know, the kids call it, I'm 48 and a half, they call it a flex. They don't flex. Yes, we do. We flex.
Yeah. And we have to. We have to let people know what we do and what we want to do and what we're great at and the transformation that we can bring to other people. And so by strategically positioning teaching them to strategically position themselves, then they can kind of go whatever direction they want, but people know about it and them because they've realized their expertise and they realize the woman is a thought leader and they go, that's the one I want to be. That's the one I want to work with. That's the one I want to promote.
You've got me so hyped up on a Sunday. I could go work out, but I'm not because I'm still unpacking, but I will work out. But Kathy, you guys, listen, get with Kathy. And we had a call before this and I'm just so inspired when I speak to her. And I think you're going to get this, but I know you're going to get more. She's not afraid to show up and stand up in a room and get it done and bring out those things that you're already doing and get all those pebbles, as they say, on your road, put those together and put this beautiful plan together and really maximize your potential and what you deserve in the workforce, wherever that is, whatever you're looking to do. Right, Kathy?
Exactly. Because the concepts are very similar. The concepts of leadership, whether in corporate, you know, or as an entrepreneur, in corporate, you might get stuck knowing, oh, she's really good at that, so let's just keep her there. You know, as the entrepreneur, she does that, and I don't know if she does anything else. So the concept's the same. It's just how it's addressed or how it manifests in the environment they're in. But that's why I help women really figure out the environment and strategically position themselves within that environment, because for everybody it's different. And you know, that's what I work with women to do, so that they excel and they get where they want to go. You know, they go for their dreams and they get them.
I love it. Well, you guys, I want you to start your fall off right. And if, hey, if you're not looking to do it this fall, I want you to get with Miss Kathy here. She's a smart, smart woman, and she's cool to talk to, and she's done it. So listen, if you don't know where to start, just do a call. Kathy, drop your contacts and drop the name of your book. Where can people order the book? Of course, Amazon and other places, but drop your book.
Yes, and where folks can book. The book is Unstoppable Women, Owning Our Voices and Leading Change. And I welcome anybody reaching out to me. And it's just Kathy at KatherineHolt-Holt.com. And, you know, I love learning from people. Everyone I work with, I learn from. So it's not just me lecturing like in my Women and Gender Studies classroom. You know? It's a working together to achieve your dream.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for not giving up. And thank you for dropping those beautiful diamonds on us today, you guys. It's Startup. Sam, where's our pew, pew, pew? Okay, we'll work on it. All right, you guys. Kathy Holt. And I wanted to say, Kathy, please come back and let's chat offline. And I can't wait to see you for the Women's Summit. Shout out to Deborah Drummond at the Women's Channel for putting us all together. Oh, Kathy, come back anytime, okay?
I would love to. As you can tell, I'm really passionate about this.
Yes,
I get really excited because I see women do so many incredible things. I just, you know, I have one woman who started as a local organizer in the care economy and now is the expert they call on in the UN to talk about it. I mean, I get to see that and it just...
You're living your one of your passions, and you're seeing some people get lit up. And when you do that, it's powerful. And so how could you not be enthusiastic? I'm enthusiastic for you. And I love that 262 book. One of my best friends is in that book. And we'll be back with you really soon, Kathy. You're amazing. Keep up.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. And you,
thank
just,
you, Kathy.
Everybody out there, you know, follow Monique. She's incredible.
Oh, takes one to know one, dear. I'm trying to be like you, Kathy. Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll see you soon. Okay, that's Kathy Holt, you guys. Get with her. And I'm going to give a shout out to our sponsor today, Kutosin. And it's kind of like a, there you go. You got to play with this like a hologram. Kutosin is formulated by the amazing, spectacular, smart, beautiful, fun, charming Dr. Nicole Hare, okay? And so I have, Dr. Nicole, I need more serum because I've drained it. But these, these things are, this is based off science. Kutosin is mimicking oxytocin. So it's that love feeling that you get, right? That stimulus in your brain when you're in love or you have a loving thought or kind thought or you're happy. And she has been able to formulate a skincare. Every time I do these weekly things, oh my God, it smells clean. It feels clean. It feels hydrating too. And so anyway, she's got a skincare system called Kutosin, and I'm wearing the hat, and this is the, it's about a 5-6 piece situation. Just Google her and do your skin a favor. I try a lot of products all the time. And I've been using this system now. My skin is looking real good, right, guys? I don't have any makeup on. I have a little lip gloss on, and that's about it. Maybe a little. No, I don't even have any foundation on now. But she has really got something that doesn't come along that often. And I've been able to go to her office and actually see her operation and see her team and get testimonials from folks. And you're going to be hearing me plug them for the rest of the year. Because she's one of my favorite products I've ever found. And you guys, I'm almost at 300 episodes with entrepreneurs around the world. So that's a lot of product, right? I mean, skincare was a fraction of those episodes, but I go to a lot of events and meet people and try a lot of things. So Kutosin, shout out to Dr. Nicole. And it's C-U-T-O-C-I-N. That's Kutosin, like oxytocin, okay? And the packaging's beautiful. And get with it. Thank you to everyone who's been on the show. These ladies are amazing. All of you guys, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Sam, we are going to sign off and we'll be back next weekend. What will you start up today? See you guys next week. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.